So I wanted to report on, I think, an aspect of DFIQ-Clima this year, which is extremely valuable and which may have been lacking in the last years, is there's a DFIQ-Clima is proposing institutional or organizational commitments, and also the tools to help institutions move with more of the stuff that that Jérôme was talking about an energy action plan, about plans to report annual greenhouse gas emissions, about different kind of institutional programs that would have a major impact and a kind of a lasting follow-up to them. So that's what kind of got me very interested in this year's campaign. And then we at PGSS is the Graduate Student Society, and in the last term, one of our executives, Magnus, applied to the Sustainability Projects Fund to put forth a project. It's a long-term, three-year plan, and the first phase of that is to have a full audit, sustainability audit, of the Thompson House building, which you see here. And the audit would include both the building structure and kind of physical facilities, and then the people too, in a sense, which I'm describing as kind of the operations, management, activities of the Graduate Society. So then maybe some context and challenges. The kind of the cool thing is that if a group of people on campus want to initiate this kind of project, it's great to know that there's a broader institution, there's longer-term plannings and tools and people to work with at the university that also have an interest in, let's say, reducing the carbon footprint or increasing the long-term sustainability of an area. So this map kind of shows this is where our building Thompson House is situated. Also, what's particular with maybe McGill and at least our building is that it's pretty old. And there's a lot of historical buildings on campus. And so there's a challenge in trying to apply very modern, energy efficient, water efficiency, materials efficiency kind of standards and objectives to buildings that were designed maybe in the Thompson House building case is, I think, 1910s, 1920s. And the fact that this is a challenge also provides a good opportunity to show some leadership, and there's research and kind of learning opportunities. So we've kind of, in the project, identified that there's learning opportunities for the architecture and engineering side of things. We have a lot of graduate students who may be interested in having and doing some research, having their projects, their thesis projects, or as part of extending the practical side of their education in working on a real case study like Thompson House. Then there's an issue also of we're transforming the culture. The grad students are a significant membership of the broader McGill community, and they're often here for a long period of time, 4 to 5 years for PhD students. So if they see over a long time a transformation of the place where they go have a beer on Fridays, right? But if they see that transformation, it's pretty fun. It can have a significant impact for where they go on afterwards in their careers and what they kind of start to identify as the norms. So we're changing what people think are the norms of how buildings and practices should be operated. And then in terms of the policy and management side, we're also, there's a lot of opportunities. I'm from the School of Environment, so we kind of study the theoretical side of what policy should be. In this case, there's a practical side of knowing the difficulties and having ideals put into bricks, mortar, and new equipment and that kind of stuff. So we've identified that there's various stakeholders involved in the project. Some have to do with the PGSS or Thompson House Society structure. There's a board of governors, the PGSS executive and council, and then of course the broader graduate student membership. And then on the other side of things, there's the people at McGill, different departments, the architects, the facilities management, and possibly the project management side that also have kind of a stake in getting this project going. And it's interesting that so Jerome had mentioned in his presentation that several buildings on campus were targeted for audits. It so happens that Thompson House was targeted for such audits. So in this, with bringing different stakeholders together, we can bring people's different expertises and points of view together. And the point is to create then some kind of an integrated, a small group of people who represent, in a concentrated fashion maybe, different aspects of this, of the broader community of interested parties, and then come up with a long-term plan for the project. And so in summary, we're in the first phase. The proposal is to have a long-term three-phase project. This is the first phase. The first phase is to have an assessment, a detailed audit, professional audit of the building. So we're now forming an integrated design team, like I mentioned, and the next steps would be to set criteria for the audit process, criteria and objectives, and then kind of commission or sign a contract with a professional engineering and architecture team to do that. And we're also looking for faculty, so professors in relevant fields of competency, and their graduate students to participate in this process. And then the other aspect is also to keep the broader community informed, those who can learn from this project, and from our point of view to kind of describe the project back to the members of the graduate society and see if, kind of engage them in the process and see what feedback they have and ideas that come out of this. That was it for this project. Thank you. Questions?